They say they were kept in the dark, some city council members in Pittsburgh, with a quote-unquote secret deal between Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey and Pittsburgh Police Chief Larry Scarrotta that would allow him to return to refereeing college basketball.
And during that session yesterday, as we heard from Tamira in her story, Deputy Mayor Jake Pollack said that they did plan to inform the council members, but word got out to the media before they could get to the council.
So the stinking media is at fault.
It's our fault.
Yeah. You know what? I've thought a lot about this. Obviously, when Larry Scarrotta came as the chief, there was a deal that, you know, he was done reffing. But then I thought, okay, if it got to the point where he's going to, you know what, I really miss it. It is a great detachment from the gravity of running a police department. I get it. But when he decided to go back and do it, he obviously went to the mayor and said, hey, I'd like to find a way to work this out. And then when it came to light, it just came too much. And then he chose a quieter life. I don't know, being a referee in college basketball, you still get hollered at, but it's not life and death.
Talk about being a glutton for punishment. Who
really?
I know he enjoys it, but I just don't see. I couldn't handle that. The abuse, the verbal abuse from the coaches and the
right. I mean,
the fans. You know,
so he can take the heat, and you know, I think he's done a very solid job as the police chief of kind of quieting things down a little bit, even though it, you know, you're never going to make everybody happy in that role. And it's such an important role in public safety. So if his heart's not 100% in it and he's chosen to do college basketball, so what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is money.
Well, yes, it is. And one of the council members said this. Well, this is Bob Charlin said this. He said, 4+ years of the Gainey administration, we will have had a chief for only 18 months. Actually, that's more like 24 because Scott Schubert was here for the first 6 months of the Gainey administration. But
right.
Having said that, it's a valid point, and there's, you know, a pension to be paid for. There was the cost of the job search itself, and then, of course, his salary. And so we're running into the millions of dollars here. And for a chief that just was with us, it seemed like for such a short time.
So we'll see what this revelation yesterday reveals today. As Coach Tomlin would say, we'll let the week reveal itself, and then we'll let you know what happens next. In the meantime, Larry Scarrotta has resigned, and will go on to coach ref in college basketball, the Big Ten.
His last day is supposed to be Friday, right?
Right.
Okay.
Meanwhile, what else are people talking about? You know what's circling is voter fraud concerns already and anticipating next Tuesday's election. And it has come up politically, obviously, since the last presidential election since. And now people want to be assured that their vote is counted. And others are making sure that it's counted once and it's a legitimate vote. Right?
Yes. It's... You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, as a voter, as a person who's involved in, you know, the election, participating, I receive a notice that when my ballot has been sent out to me, because I like to vote by mail, and then I, you know, send it back and I get a confirmation that we've received your ballot. You know, it's now in our hands and we're going to, you know.
And your vote has been registered?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I just don't. I mean, I know that, you know, I know what I have to have in order to vote. I have to be registered. And to be registered, you have to be a citizen. You know, that these stories about, you know, non-citizens voting, you know, they're really concerning. I mean, if that's actually going on, because to register to vote, you have to be a citizen. That's like a fundamental part of registering to vote in the state of Pennsylvania.
So the integrity of the vote is actually at the heart of democracy. And, you know, if you don't have confidence in that, that's an issue. And clearly there are some gray areas and concerns with people, but we've been assured, and through the legal process the last time, it's not been anything that would actually have overturned the last election. Yet people continue to suggest that it has.
And so, we have a couple of instances in the central part of the state where they've been finding ballots that are, or applications, I think, to vote that are bogus. The 2,500, I think, over in, what was it, Center County? Or,
yeah, but by
or out
whom?
In Lancaster. Lancaster, I think it is. Yeah.
And they weren't accepted, so.
No, they had a press conference and came right out and said, here's what we found, and we nipped it in the bud.
So where do we go from here? You know what's coming on Tuesday.
Yeah.
No matter who wins, the other side may suggest that they didn't, you know, and here we go. So divisiveness will not end on Tuesday in any way, shape, or form, unfortunately.
Maybe we'll have a decisive result. Maybe it will be a little bit more decisive
that.
Than last time.
Maybe. Right now, I just saw the latest Pennsylvania polls, 49-49.
Yeah.
That's what it is today.
Right.
So if you don't think your single vote counts, and I tell you, both parties are really encouraging people to get out to vote because they need... your vote can really, truly make a difference in this state, in this town, in this election.
One of the things that is interesting to me as a news person is that a much higher number of Republican voters, registered Republicans, are voting by mail or voting in advance.
Yeah,
much more so than the last time around.
I voted by mail last time. By the way, I'm voting in person this time, but you can go online in Allegheny County and it'll track... Your ballot was requested.
Mm-hmm.
You sent it in. We received it. Your vote has been, you know, registered.
I mean, they'll even send you an email.
Right.
You know, to confirm all of that. So,
and yeah. People will also be talking about. That was the crowd last night chanting Fleury, Fleury for Marc-Andre Fleury. You mentioned this in the newscast. Very rare. For a visiting goaltender to get a standing ovation at the end of the game, even though you beat their team. In other words,
it's a lot of love for Marc-Andre Fleury in Pittsburgh.
The goaltender for the Wild, the Penguins lose 6 in a row, but a lot of people stayed to the end just so they could cheer Marc-Andre Fleury. That's really rare in sports today, which has also become pretty divisive. And by the way, just a sidebar. Somebody suggested, yeah, T.J. Watt's going to retire.
Oh, are you kidding?
How silly. And he said, as long as my body holds out, I'm playing. I don't know where. You know who generates that stuff? They just spew stuff. A lot of sports is just talk.
Yeah.
Not based in fact. They throw it out there just to get a reaction. And they did. And T.J. said, well, I'm not going anywhere. As long as my body holds out, I'm playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go, and we'll keep you posted. Breaking news, weather information, even high school sports. We're getting ready for a big weekend. Playoffs and high school football on Friday. And we got Penn Hills and Moon going at it. There are a lot of great matchups, and we'll keep you posted here on KDKA. Mention mail-in balloting, Paul, and today the U.S. Postal Service is suggesting that you should get your mail-in ballot if you haven't mailed it in yet today. Usually takes a couple of days to get there, depending obviously on where you live. So they're recommending that you mail it no later than today, just to be safe. But as long as it's postmarked midnight on election day, your ballot will be counted. So far this year, about 20 million Americans have already voted by mail, and another 13 million have already voted early in person. So today is the day. You said you mailed yours in already.
Mm-hmm.
So you're good.
Yes. Gotten a word back, I don't know, just a few days ago that they got the ballot back, and it's in safekeeping now.
Yeah, and again, if I don't know what the surrounding counties have done, but in Allegheny County, they have a website where you can go if you had a mail-in ballot that tracks when they sent it to you, when they received it back, if you did mail it in and your vote is registered. Meanwhile, a big concern, and this will go way beyond the election, is they call them deep fake videos.
Mm. Boy, are they convincing, too.
A new study from a Utah Valley University survey finds that at least 60% of Americans can't tell the difference on social media, the ones that are fake and made up by artificial intelligence. Since 2019, the number of deepfake videos has increased more than 550%. Tech experts say the speed at which fake videos can now be created is, quote, a concern. And the first one I remember ever seeing was Tom Cruise. And it's this guy that is a lookalike. He's a doppelganger for Tom Cruise. And he started posting videos of himself in, you know, that Maverick uniform, the aviation uniform. And he'd be saying, he would be in parts of the country. And I'm like, wait a minute. It looked and sounded exactly like Tom Cruise. Mm. And then I realized it's not really Tom Cruise. It took a while. And now they're able to do this. And we've seen this in sports videos too, where they have a coach and it looks just like that coach is speaking. And they're ripping their own team and players.
I think it's Paul Maurice.
Yes, was one of them.
That was, they had him at a news conference and saying things that, you know, we've never heard him say before.
And
cursing and stuff like that. It's horrible.
So they've done this with some of the candidates, and I'm not just talking about the presidential candidates, because there's all kind of stuff out there on them. But some of the other candidates, the lesser known, that people might not really know much about. So when you go to the ballot, everyone knows Donald Trump's name and now Kamala Harris's name. But then as you go down through the ballot, ask yourself this question. It's rhetorical. How many of those candidates do you really know anything about? Really? Outside of maybe name recognition and maybe not at all.
Where I am unfamiliar the most is with state legislators.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a good example. Or even, hey, school board members that make a lot of decisions about things that affect your wallet more directly and things that affect the kids and on a day-to-day basis can actually impact more, you know nothing about them. And I'm not, you know, I'm just as guilty of not doing a lot of homework on some of those down ballot people either.
You know, which is interesting too, because when you think about, you know, what's the highest tax you pay? School tax, right?
Thank you.
Hey.
People screamed about the county tax, but it's really the schools that utilize those millage numbers to tax you. Mm-hmm. And that's the big payout.
Right.
That's the one, you know, it's a lot more than what you pay the county.
Very much so.
By the way,
in my neck of the woods, it's 3-1. You know, $1 for, you know, the county and 3 for the schools.
And how many for you? None. So mail your ballots in today, the U.S. Postal Service suggesting, just to be safe. I'm Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Next hour, our weekly visit with Rich Fitzgerald, who's the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, encompassing 10 counties in the city of Pittsburgh. Among the topics, we are going to get some details on this $600 million revitalization plan the governor talked about for downtown Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, what are the candidates doing? The campaign update, CBS's Jared Hill.
Republican Ohio is one of a few states where split-ticket voters casting a ballot for one party for president, another for Senate, could dictate the control of Congress. All the while, you have those presidential candidates, though, really fine-tuning their message in the final days of this election.
It is time for a new generation of leadership in America.
Vice President Kamala Harris, before her largest campaign crowd yet, gave her closing argument in the same place former President Donald Trump gave his January 6th speech.
This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge.
Trump took to the stage in Allentown, Pennsylvania shortly after, trying to woo Latino voters in the wake of a self-described insult comic at his Sunday rally, calling Puerto Rico an island of garbage.
I will deliver the best future for Puerto Ricans and for Hispanic Americans.
Trump and his allies are now seizing on comments made by President Joe Biden yesterday, after he too waded into the controversy.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. his demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American.
Remember Hillary? She said deplorable. Garbage, I think, is worse, right?
Biden later posted on X that he was referring to the comedian's rhetoric. One state over from the Commonwealth, increasingly red Ohio, is no longer considered a White House battleground, but it is knee-deep in the fight for control of Congress. Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown needs Trump voters in his tight Senate race with Trump-backed challenger Bernie Moreno.
I want to maintain the control right now of the Senate.
You're not someone who always votes for one party.
No, I don't. Because you have to check, really check imbalances.
CBS News is watching 10 other Senate races as Democrats face a tight map that leaves them with slim hopes of holding on to their 51-49 majority.
Going back to that presidential race, we know that today Vice President Harris, as well as former President Trump, are going to be stumping in North Carolina, as well as Wisconsin, while you have Vice President Harris also making a stop in Pennsylvania again.
CBS's Jared Hill. By the way, he's running for Senate. Republican Dave McCormick's going to be at Jurgles up in Warrendale. Paul, did you know what Jurgles has just added? Unrelated to McCormick's appearance, they've reopened the Donnie Iris King Cole Cigar Bar.
Wow. You know, the last time I wanted to go over to Jurgles was Leonid and friends were coming.
And this is the group, you turned me on to them. They do a tribute to not only Chicago, but
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah. Tower of Power.
They are absolutely stunning.
I could
good.
Not get a ticket. All of them were sold. The place was sold out.
Speaking of tribute bands, I understand at the City Winery Friday, they have the Desperado. That's the Eagles tribute band. That's one group that I always wanted to see was the Eagles. And I was all set to see them years ago before Glenn Frey passed, and of course, they're now they've lost other members, including J.D. Suther recently. But they're still out there touring. In fact, they were at the Sphere in Las Vegas, and so popular, I guess they've added some shows. That's another place. If you were going to go to a destination place,
the Sphere is like the must see in Las Vegas now, right?
Yeah, I got a friend who's going out this weekend, and he's so excited, and I talked to Bob Pompiani last week. You know, Pompin ain't easy.
Oh, that's right. He was there.
And guess who they saw?
The Eagles. Yeah, I remember that now.
So apparently Pompiani said that place, and our boss, PJ's been in that Sphere.
PJ flipped. He
saw you two there.
Yeah.
Said it's just hard to describe. Yeah. It's extraordinary.
It's an experience.
Yeah, so.
That's what I'm picking up from the people I know who've been there.
The Sphere. In Las Vegas. Or you could just go to the Donnie Iris King Cool Cigar Bar at Jurgles. And if that's all you can do, that's not a bad way to end a day. We'll be joined in studio by Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Give you an update on mail-in ballots, very robust in Allegheny County. Mitsubishi's growing in the region. Amazon is expanding too. Halloween, obviously, tomorrow. And details on the $600 million investment that perhaps you heard Governor Josh Shapiro talk about to revitalize downtown Pittsburgh. It's a public-private partnership and a 10-year plan.
Now, what got my attention in that little rundown was Mitsubishi. I don't know a lot about what they're doing here. I want to find out.
All right. And I know you enjoy movies occasionally. You don't go to many, but there's a big holiday movie coming out on November 15th, and it's called Red One. And this is a big-time movie, $250 million budget.
Red One?
Yeah, and guess who's in it? Okay. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. He's in every other movie that's released. Lucy Liu, J.K. Simmons, Bonnie Hunt. There's an all-star cast. And here's the description of the movie. When a villain kidnaps Santa Claus from the North Pole, an elf, extremely large and formidable operative, joins forces with the world's most accomplished tracker to find him and save Christmas. So there you go. we're going to give tickets away. I have a family pack of four. You get a preview before everybody else at AMC Waterfront Theater. The red one, 412-922-1020. Caller number, pick a number, Paul.
7.
It was the same number I was going to pick. 412-922-1020.
Beat you to it.
And you could see the red one on us and take your family.
I wonder if that's going to be the big hit that they're hoping it will be.
Yeah, there's always a Christmas movie, and you got The Rock in it. This guy is amazing. You know, he came out with his own, I think it was tequila during the pandemic, and he flew around the country promoting it. You know what they estimated? I saw yesterday that his tequila business is worth $2.4 billion.
Yowza.
Along with all the money he makes being a movie star and all his other endorsements. And he seems like a really good guy. Like, you know, he's the full package. So see the red one and let us know what you think. Meantime, we're also going to dive into the protections being done to ensure there is no voter fraud on Tuesday through the election process. There's a couple of people that obviously this is top of mind for many. You want to make sure your vote counts, right? And I guess we're supposed to get some details on what the new technology is that they're able to help ensure that this time, obviously. There's been a lot of conversation. I don't think there's any state in the union like Georgia this year that has had more change in the process of voting.
They had a long and rather protracted, I guess is a better word to use, a political battle over changing their voting laws. And there was concern that it was going to, you know, keep people from voting. And it turned out to be the opposite happened. They've got more people voting and participating than ever. And I don't know where they were the last time I heard. There were over 1.5 million people had already voted in the early voting in Georgia. I don't know if it's up to 2 now or not, but I'm sure it's close.
Well, it's unprecedented. And Lynn Hayes Freeland, who we talk to every Tuesday, lives in Georgia. And she's talking firsthand about, you know, the stories surrounding the state itself and the changes they've made to the voting laws and that people have come out in droves. So it'll be interesting.
It worked. Yeah, they were trying to do, it worked.
Seemed to get people's interest. I mean, there's no other state in the union that's had more people vote already. And we'll kind of get an update, and I'll see if Rich Fitzgerald knows how many ballots have already been received in Allegheny County, because he was at the heart of all that, you know, 4 years ago. I remember seeing, you know, the CNN cameras inside where they were counting the votes. And you know, there's,
well, the last time he was here, he described the surveillance, the video surveillance of the count in the areas where the elections supervisors and the people working in the elections department are working under the continual scrutiny of video cameras.
So we'll get the detail. We'll ask Rich about that and a lot more. We got a lot of good information, too, coming up about the region.